KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies here this morning in the Nishna Valley, and we have sunshine here streaming through the area as temperatures rise a little bit here this morning, now up to about 58 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies and a high of 80 here today with southeast winds at 10 miles per hour. Tonight, low around 60 under partly cloudy skies. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of news here on KJAN. News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Thursday of a Tarkio, Missouri man. Deputies arrested 25-year-old Brandon Nelson Yost of Tarkio, Missouri on a Page County warrant for burglary third degree, a Class D felony. Yost was found to be hiding in an apartment at 707 8th Avenue in Shenandoah. He was taken to the Page County Jail and held on $5,000 bond pending further court appearances. Sheriff's officials also reported an arrest on Monday. Deputies arrested 26-year-old Taylor K. Dukes of Clarinda on a warrant for animal running at large and failure to appear for magistrate court. Dukes was arrested at the sheriff's office and posted $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. KJAN News Time 7:06.
At Stifel, we specialize in helping investors like you build and preserve your wealth, and when the time comes, pass it along to future generations. If you have questions regarding your important financial goals, planning for retirement or future education, giving to your favorite charity, or leaving a legacy to your heirs, contact me, Jeff Morenz, at Stifel's Atlantic Branch at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other area news, a day after Griswold School officials celebrated a new addition, the Red Oak School District hosted a ribbon cutting for their new school facilities upgrade yesterday. The project is a $29 million new school facilities upgrade that started after a $19.9 million in obligation bonds was approved by district patrons in 2017. Construction started at the end of the 2017-18 school year, and adjustments were made to hold activities around the work last year. Red Oak students will get to use that new facility now today. The complete plan closed the middle school building and converted the Washington Elementary building into an early elementary facility. And also the Inman building now will house 1st through 6th grade students there in the Red Oak District. And all 7th through 12th grade students will be all on that new high school campus after all that work has been completed. The Creston Police Department reports one arrest and one citation issued on Wednesday. At 11:59 a.m., officers arrested 35-year-old Alan Scott Long of Prescott at the Southern Prairie YMCA, where he was an athletic activities director. He was arrested on a Union County warrant for lascivious acts with a child. He was taken to the Union County Jail and held on $10,000 cash-only bond. The YMCA says he's no longer employed with the facility. At 2:45 p.m., Creston Police issued a citation to 35-year-old Brandy Lynn Atkins for allowing an animal to run at large. A Red Oak man was arrested on Wednesday night. At 10:34 p.m., Red Oak Police arrested 29-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith of Red Oak in the 300 block of East Market Street for interference with official acts. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A two-vehicle non-injury accident occurred Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the accident happened at 12:30 p.m. on Highway 34 near Dogwood Avenue. A 2019 Chevy Trax owned and operated by 46-year-old Jeremy Snipes of Red Oak was stopped at an eastbound bridge construction traffic light on Highway 34. A 2018 Chevy cargo van owned by Plebrico Company in Omaha and driven by 20-year-old Michael Bland of Omaha approached from behind and did not stop in time. The van struck the rear of Snipes' vehicle, causing $1,200 damage to the Trax and $600 damage to the van. No injuries were reported. No citations were issued. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River will remain high at least into September. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said Thursday that water releases from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will remain at current levels of 70,000 cubic feet per second. The Corps says it's clearing out floodwater that accumulated in the reservoirs during the spring. The large amount of water flowing into the river may exacerbate flooding in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri because many levees are still damaged from spring flooding and many areas have not seen water recede. A report from the state auditor found an employee of the Department of Public Safety failed to conduct a required federal background check for nearly 6,000 people who applied for a private investigator or security guard license. State Auditor Rob Sands says the security companies apply to the state to get licenses known as a guard card. And he said that there's first an Iowa background check and then a nationwide background check that's supposed to be conducted prior to individuals continuing their employment in those industries. A review from July of 2016 through August 15th of 2018 showed that DPS clerk Joe Sheehan Jr. did not do the federal background checks. Sands says the issue was first discovered by a Linn County sheriff's deputy.
That sheriff's deputy had an individual in front of him applying for a permit to carry weapons and presenting a guard card. However, that sheriff's deputy knew that that individual had convictions in other states that would prevent him from passing the background check necessary to receive that guard card.
DPS Commissioner Stephen Bayens says that Sheehan was fired.
Once the Department of Public Safety discovered the conduct identified in the auditor's report today, we took swift action to investigate and remedy what had occurred. Within the first few days of discovering what this employee had done, the Department of Public Safety contacted the state auditor's office for assistance and immediately initiated and opened a parallel personnel investigation and criminal investigation.
Bayon says they found 5,817 cases where the guard card was issued without a federal background check.
As of the present date, we have resolved 90% of those permits in question and anticipate resolving the remaining 10% in the next 60 to 75 days.
Bayon says they did find cards issued that would not have been had the background checks been done.
We identified roughly 20 to 25 cards of that 5,817 that had a disqualifying conviction and were then improperly issued. Those cards were then revoked.
Bayon says he's not sure why the clerk did not do the background checks as required.
Based on at least our investigation thus far, it did not appear that there was any intent behind it where that individual was receiving some sort of tangible benefit for doing this. That's the best information that we have, but I wouldn't speculate further on what may motivate an individual to do these things.
He says the criminal investigation is continuing and did not say any charges had been filed. State Auditor San also says he did not find signs of benefit to the clerk. And the auditor made several recommendations to DPS on safeguards to prevent this from happening again, and Bayon says they are following through on those recommendations. That's a look at some of the area news. We'll look at funeral announcements next. News time, 7:13.
Are you unhappy with your current CD rates? At Stifel, we have access to thousands of banks across the United States to help you find the best rate possible. We offer a full range of fixed income investment opportunities and have an experienced team of familiar faces that has served the needs of investors in Atlantic for more than 30 years. Give me, Jeff Morenz, a call at 712-243-5500 and see what Stifel can do for you. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Inez Clint Drager, age 82, of Atlantic, died Sunday at home. Memorial services for Inez Clint Drager will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Barbara Muherder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Barbara Muherder will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Wilbert Robert Pittman, age 93, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Wilbert Robert Pittman will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Jerry Lee Culbertson, age 67, of Bagley, died Sunday at his home. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Culbertson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Larry Axland, age 81, of Manila, died Wednesday at Hanson House in Harlan. Funeral services for Larry Axland will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Judy Ann Versteg, age 73, of Anna, Texas, and formerly of Griswold, died August 19th at home. Funeral services for Judy Versteg will be held on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements. Tris Albright, age 59, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life for family and friends of Tris Albright will be held on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Bluegrass Inn and Suites in Audubon. Leona Trusinski, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Services for Leona Trusinski will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Alan L. Jensen, age 83, a resident of the Manila Manor, died Monday at Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alan Jensen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Ann Osman, age 87, of Clarinda, died Saturday at the Westridge Quality Care and Rehab. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Osman will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Galen and Carolyn Pengraff Wiley have passed away. A joint graveside service for Galen and Carolyn Wiley will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the St. John Cemetery in Griswold. That's on August 29th. Recon Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting family with arrangements. Alex Anthony Laley, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. A gathering to celebrate the life of Alex Laley will be held on Saturday, August 31st, from 1 to 3 p.m., with a prayer service at 3 p.m. at Hockerberry Family Care in Atlantic. Ruth A. Brown, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died Saturday at Eden Crest at Riverwoods in Des Moines. A private family graveside service is going to be held for Ruth Brown at the Eureka Center Cemetery in rural Adair at a later date. Hockerberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Linda Osborne, age 59, of Wyota, died Saturday at her home in Wyota. Private family service will be held for Linda Osborne. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Clinton Ashburn, age 52, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at his home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Clinton Ashburn are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And John F. Schroeder, age 95, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Per John's wishes, his body has been donated to the University of Iowa Medical School, and no services are planned at this time. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is handling the arrangements. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. Brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.